dude in the Game Crazy Asylum, like their exclusive members only club. And I didn't know this dude. And he was like, hey, let's play this game, World of Warcraft. I'm like, okay, I download it, you know, 2-week demo. And I'm like, oh, man, we were into it. Teaming up, joining clans, me and this guy. So he's like, hey, man, let's do the voice chat thing. So we do the voice chat, and I hear him, and he's like, hey, man. It's like a 12-year-old kid. And I'm like, hey, man. He's like, hey, man. And I'm like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 12. And I'm like, he's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 20-something. I don't even remember how old it was. He's like, oh. I was like, you want to go raid Stormwind? He's like, yeah, let's go raid Stormwind. So we're cool. His dad emails me. And it's like, hey, my son told me you were... And I'm like, hey, man. And I told him the whole story. And, yeah, we're, like, friends now and stuff. We're still friends, you know, and keep up.
Well,
and he's, like, over 18 now, so it's not, like, really weird.
I guess it's good
that
you're...
But it was really weird.
I guess it's good that you're, his dad didn't just, like, immediately assume you were a pedophile.
Dude, I know. And that's, like, it's such a terrible thing that that's immediately where we go to.
Well... You know, I feel it's better to err on the side of caution with that sort of thing, especially for a parent.
But we were just playing World of Warcraft, you know?
Yeah.
It was very weird. But yeah, he was a cool kid. And now he's old, you know, and yeah, it's cool.
So I like to think that...
There you go, that's
you
my story.
Actually don't know how old you are at any given time. Like, I was 20-something, I don't remember.
I don't keep track of age like that.
I guess age doesn't really matter after a certain point.
It's hard to do math.
What do you mean after a certain point?
Well, I mean after like you're like after you turn 25 and you get the cheap car insurance rate. What does it really matter after that?
And that's and that's just the
I get cheap car insurance rate soon.
And that's just the
well done.
The limits that society has put on us. I hate that, dude. Who says that a person who's 16 isn't more viable of a voter, you know, just to use something that has an age limit on it.
Have you met a 16-year-old?
Yes, but I've met 30-year-olds who should not be voting.
Perhaps, as a person who recently employed
multiple
minors.
Well, I've met some 16-year-olds who can really handle their liquor. That's even worse to say, okay? So,
there's probably a date out there about how...
Yeah.
As a group, 16-year-olds are frequently stupider.
My brother-in-law had his hardship license at 15, and he drove a motorcycle around. And he never wrecked, and he's a great driver. So there's one
There's always
thing.
Exceptions, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's lots of
There's
super
always exceptions to the rule.
I just don't like how society puts limits on us
well, for
as
the
a whole.
Most part,
I'm
like,
not sure this is the topic we were going to discuss.
You have to draw the line somewhere. I mean, obviously you can't have 5-year-old kids driving around.
Well, no, but if a kid can drive at 11... If they're on the farm, they're allowed to do it.
I think in North Dakota, the driving age is like 13 or 14.
Yeah,
but then again, there's also nothing you can hit up there.
Yeah, that's true.
No pedestrians. North Dakota doesn't really count as a first world.
Yeah.
But
I don't think.
So now we started off by shitting all over North Dakota.
there's no one there, so no one's listening in North Dakota.
I'd like to thank the entire...
But if you are listening in North Dakota...
Well, like, if someone in North Dakota is listening, it's going to spread around to the entire state.
First off, if somebody's listening in North Dakota, please send us an email or something, because I really want to know that somebody exists in North Dakota.
Man, and I need
apparently
to say
the least
this,
populated state is Wyoming.
Devastator is way too close to the edge of the table for health.
Oh, yeah, so...
I wanted him to not block... You know,
I don't care. I would rather him be laying down or...
That's a good idea.
Because I am just afraid that he's going to fall over and pieces will explode.
By the way, I have a really big Devastator just standing
on
the table.
Dude, it's like 18
phrasing,
to 24
man.
Inch.
on that note...
An 18 to 24 inch.
Welcome to Geeks of the Square inches. Table, episode 127. I'm Bill, filling in for Lawrence of America. And joining me this week is...
The irredeemable... Gomer.
Did you forget your own name?
No,
man,
it was a...
I mean, I like how you got irredeemable, that I was like, God damn it, what's my name?
What is the rest?
It was a pause for...
It's like a Shatner pause?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pause for effect.
Anyway, Taylor.
And Adam.
All right, guys. What's new this week?
We're talking about Devastator. I want to continue on Devastator.
Adam
for a moment.
Just went to BotCon with the
Jules.
Absent Jules.
Yes.
Yeah, Jules
and his
here.
Girlfriend Elaine.
Huh? Yeah,
and he brought back pressed. Some pretty nice swag. adorning the table right
Wait,
now.
We
have Devastator.
Yeah. Oh no way!
BotCon did not give a
That's awesome. I should have went, dude.
Yeah, you should have.
Oh, damn.
No, don't you look a fool.
I feel fool. I would have been pissed because I don't have any money to spend.
Yeah. Well, Adam really did, and he got Devastator here.
Yes, I bought Devastator.
This Devastator is $150 retail.
Retail, yeah.
You got it for a bill, solid.
I got it for $100 on the last day because they were just trying to get stuff off. Trying to cover the trip.
It is impressive.
Do all your purchases.
If you don't know what Devastator is, come by the shop in Madison, Tennessee, and I will hit you in the head with a tack hammer because you're an idiot. Devastator is a big robot from the Transformers universe made up of 6 other robots who collectively are known as the Constructicons.
Yeah.
And they form a big-ass giant robot.
We got a cement mixer, a bulldozer.
A dump truck, a backhoe, a crane. Come on, man.
Yeah. It's bothering the shit out of me, though, that Decepticon emblem is upside down.
Yeah, that you're... Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably steam that off and turn it around, dude. No, I probably wouldn't do that. Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Taylor's better now.
Now, everything is right in the world. Things are cool.
Taylor's better now. The Decepticon emblem is the right
side. Away at me. All right. But outside of Transformers,
Let's move away. Or do you still want to stay on BotCon?
Oh, sure.
What were the highlights?
Regale us with BotCon, man.
Yeah.
They come out with a whole bunch of new toys. Titans Return. If you've been keeping track of Transformers, this last year has been the Combiner Wars. So they've brought back all of your major Combiners, your Devastator, your Computron, which is coming out next year.
Yes. So beautiful. Technobots. Yeah.
Technobots, the Superion.
And introduced Victorion.
They introduced Victorion.
Yeah.
So last year,
female Combiner.
Yes, last year was Combiner Wars. This year is Titan's Return.
Now, Titan, if no one knows, Metroplex is an example of a Titan. These are city-sized.
Yes. Robots even bigger than the Combiners, even bigger than this toy that I have sitting on the table that is 18 inches tall.
Yeah.
This toy is bigger than my dog.
Yeah. The Fortress Maximus that they showed off is easily a 40-inch.
Easily a 40-inch.
Yeah.
He had him. He was about table size.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost. Damn. There were about 20 to 30 toys just, like, on him in display.
Yeah,
just
fighting.
He's
like a giant aircraft carrier-looking Fortress. And they had the other
huge
bots on there in their alt modes. Ugh.
They're coming out with a whole bunch of special edition... 30-year or not 30-year, but
anniversary
toys for the movie. There's a new Rodimus and the Junkion collection that's coming out. This guy's Rodimus, Retgar, and just a random Junkion.
The random ones are the best ones.
Yeah.
They got weird gun nipples and things. It's so weird.
There's a special
edition.
I don't doubt it.
They really do. That's exactly what it's like.
I guess nothing's weirder than Astro Boy's ass gun.
Sure.
Astro Boy's ass gun.
Sure. That's the line. That's the new weird line. Astro Boy's ass gun.
There's a new special edition Cyclonus with a Scourge and a random sweep.
Yeah, the random sweeps are not as cool as
not
random
as cool
junkions.
As the random junkions.
If you've seen one sweep, you've seen them all. I don't mean to sound racist, but that's just the way it is.
Well, they're all the same. Even Scourge
is the
same.
He just has a beard.
He's got the beard.
I don't want to see
race. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well,
that's
always
you're talking about
racist.
Like alien robot toys.
Yeah,
no
come on now. Who's
racist?
You. Come on, man.
But my favorite one is. There is this one collection that has Cup, Blur, Springer, RC, and I believe Rodimus is in there.
I think
also.
It's Ultra Magnus.
It's Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, he's
not
the
Rodimus.
Centerpiece
yeah,
of it.
It's
he's
Ultra
the
Magnus
one.
Is the centerpiece.
Now, not only are these amazing looking, they're shiny alt modes.
Shiny.
They're detailed robot
that cup
modes.
Cup is the most beautiful teal I have ever seen.
My favorite
in my
part
life.
Of that whole set is probably the Springer because they've finally nailed all three of his modes.
Oh, the triple
where
changer.
They all look amazing.
This year they have nailed triple changers. Oh. There's a new Astro Train coming out.
Yes,
that looks fantastic.
His new alt modes are great. Astro Train was kind of retro even when he first came out because the train was like an old steam engine and then it turned into a space shuttle. Weird.
Yeah.
But now it's so retro because the space shuttle is now like 30 or 40 freaking years old. His new alt modes, the train looks like a Japanese bullet train with a lot of different gizmos. You know, it's an advanced futuristic looking thing. But the starship mode for him.
The starship mode.
Oh, dude.
It looks fantastic.
Man. I need another job.
And then...
I really do.
And then the
my
other...
My wife's going to start babysitting this summer, so maybe I can say, no, we're not paying off credit cards.
Going to start babysitting babysitting with those 12-year-olds you meet on WoW.
Yeah, right? Oh, that's right. That's when I go on there and recruit.
But the last thing that just jumps to my mind while I was there, they have a brand new... Soundwave and Blaster.
Yeah.
With the cassettes that can go inside the Soundwave.
Which
the
was always how it was originally.
Yes.
And then they stopped doing it. And then they had a set where you could put a few in there, but it broke.
Did it?
It broke a lot. So the new set, I think they're trying to make it a little sturdier.
It looked pretty sturdy.
It still fits like more tapes, more than one.
They looked,
oh, that's so
the
good.
Blaster and the Soundwave were pretty big. They weren't 18 inches big, but they were
so the cassettes are actually like cassette size.
The cassettes
size
are
now.
The size of these
reflector.
Guys. Of my reflector that I have here that I don't have the directions for.
And that's probably a 3-inch figure.
But
maybe a little bigger.
But if you're a reader of More Than Meets the Eye, one of the tapes that they're coming out with is Rewind.
Oh.
And they also have a Chrome Dome that they're coming out with, too. So you could have your Rewind and Chrome Dome have gay robot sex all over.
Inside Soundwave.
Yeah, inside Soundwave if you want.
That's weird.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them, yeah. I'm all for that. I'm all for that, yes. Yes. Are they doing a new Ravage?
Yes, they are doing a new Ravage.
Okay, I
saw
didn't
a new
see a
Ravage.
Picture of a new Ravage.
They're doing a new Ravage, and they're doing a new, what's the Autobot
Rat
one?
Oh, no, not Ratbat.
No,
there's a Rhino.
No, it's literally a repaint of Ravage, except he's like red.
See, those were different. The bots were different.
Yeah.
You know, back on, they looked different. There was a Rhino, Autobot Rhino.
Yeah, he wasn't
and
there.
They're not doing any of the mini combiners either.
No, but they
the
are
tapes
doing
that turned into like
they are doing mini cons again.
Okay, because of the headmasters, they're bringing back headmasters.
Because they're bringing back headmasters for Titans Return.
Headmasters, if you don't know, was a thing where the head of the robot was actually a transformer.
But it doesn't really like it didn't really look like real headmasters to me. Because it looked like you could just pop off your Transformer's head and just put it on another Transformer.
Yeah, well, you could do that back with the old bots, too. They were, like, interchangeable.
Yeah.
And it would change, like Scorponok had, like, a tech spec that would show up on his chest when he put his head in there. But these are different. These Headmasters, they're actually robots. They're not, like, biological or humanoids in a suit, which is what they were back during the Headmaster cartoon.
During the cartoon, yeah.
Man, that's deep Transformers. Man,
it
I love
is deep
that.
Transformers.
God, I love that.
That's Japanese stuff.
Yeah, dude. That's some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah. We also have a really good interview up on OutrightGeekery.com, Instruments of Destruction. I believe it's like a special edition episode.
It is. It's the most recent episode.
Yeah, we have about a...
Well, like depending on when this comes out,
it's about,
just look for it in the archive.
It's about
2 months from now.
Yeah. I know, right?
I'll do my best to make sure it's up tomorrow.
Yeah, we have about a 15-minute interview with the lead designer of the Transformers toy line and...
the marketing guy.
And the marketing guy, Ben.
Yeah. Such cool sounding guys. You could hear the enthusiasm in their voice.
Oh, yeah.
And especially with the questions you guys asked, you guys did a great job.
It was a really good job for just pulling it all right out of our ass.
And it was so spot on. Yeah, it was great.
Way to sound professional.
It was. Yeah, we went prepared. I was like, I'm there. I was like, hey, man, if y'all need me, I'm at home. Jules is like, hey, man, I emailed you a video. And I was like, when? You're like 3 hours ago. I'm like, damn it. I told y'all keep me in the loop.
We were watching Space Jam at that point.
That's funny. That's what y'all decided to watch, and they probably didn't have many options.
That is, we turned it on, and that's what was on.
Y'all
were
so
like,
tired.
Like, I guess that's what we're watching.
You had a Devastator.
It was Louisville,
Kentucky. Oh, yeah.
It's the last BotCon, apparently. We went to...
we got to do a fan one, dude.
Yeah,
we have to do something about this.
We went to the...
Hendersonville is the new home of BotCon. I'm going to do it in the convention center in Hendersonville.
What convention outright center Geekery in Con. Hendersonville?
In the bowling alley.
Thanks.
Where the big bowling alley is.
Thanks, Bill.
Just built
That's exactly
holders.
Right, Bill.
At our Outright Geekery Con that we're going to have.
And they have a $5 bin, like a... Crap ton
remember
of
where the Circle K used to be by the railroad tracks? And then there used to be that big empty warehouse? That's where it is, man. They tore that warehouse, that crappy warehouse that was there forever.
It's honestly not bad. Like, it's I've awesome. Gone in there, okay. And it's really nice.
They have a flea market in there, like, all the time. It's okay. awesome
With
in there.
Quality stuff?
They had the dinosaur event in there.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, like, real dinosaurs. It was cool. All right, I think that's it on BotCon. Please go to OurRightGeeker.com. We got a good slideshow up there.
We do.
All of the bots that were on display.
All
well, not
taken,
all of them,
all taken by
so
a lady.
Many. So many. And cosplay was a bit disappointing. There was no changing
cosplay. There was no changing cosplay, but
and
there were
the Soundwave was there, amazing.
There were some cosplays that were just the bots in robot form that were really good. There was a Soundwave that was really good. Yeah. There was a really good Starscream and the
I saw that.
And the Seekers.
Yeah, I saw that.
Were really good. Even though I will say Skywarp looked a little tired, dragging his feet a little bit.
It's hard when everyone's like, can I take your picture? And they're like, nah, it's talking to Starscream and waving him out. You know, he's bummed out all day.
Skywarp looked like he might have had a little too much a little too much to drink or something.
Skywarp was drunk too much Energon.
Yeah.
Remember that episode of the old G1 where they drink the Energon and get all drunk? Maybe that's what he was going for.
Oh, you remember that that issue of More Than Meets the Eye?
He was a Method cosplayer.
Remember that issue of More Than Meets the Eye where they cut off Trail Cutter, they turn like a flip switch in his head to where he can't get drunk anymore.
Oh no, I didn't read that.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't think I'm caught up to that yet. I'm all over the place with
Are
those,
you all,
dude. I'm all over
like,
the place with
like
these books.
Ago.
See, all right, that's 10 months.
That is 10 months.
That's a long time.
Are you not like you have to be up to date? You do the.
I've read the last like 6 issues, and okay. I'm up to date on the overall gist of things. But man, I'm trying to read Transformers again from the beginning without having More Than Meets the Eye and the title that's going on now.
It's
hard to do.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to do. There's so much. I just finished like Monstrosity.
Monstrosity.
Really
Monstrosity is pretty good.
It's fun. It's like three different avenues, and they all kind of converge.
It's
really
only four
well
issues long, and it's one of the few ones that I actually like. Revo Remedelli's art in it. He has a couple good splash pages.
All right, let's move off of TF.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about that. Listen to Instruments of Destruction. That's our other podcast.
What about that new Doctor Strange trailer?
Yeah, let's talk about DS.
Lots of movie news coming out. First one, probably new Doctor Strange trailer came out last night.
The trailer was everything I expected it to be. It was a hero's journey.
It's exactly
what I wanted.
I
would describe it earlier as it looked kind of like Harry Potter meets Inception. And
definitely
cool
with
that.
The, well,
that
they helped, like,
with the
city
folding.
And it had that Inception music, too.
Yeah, there was there was a lot more than that. There was a lot of weird stuff going on where reality is bending.
The part where the screen was, like, spiraling on itself.
Yeah.
It looked very trippy, which is entirely appropriate for Doctor Strange.
We saw a little bit of stuff, but I didn't think we saw enough of Doctor Strange elements. His magic gizmos. I don't think we saw a lot of that in the trailer.
Well, they can't do it all in the teaser.
Sure. It was still a pretty long trailer.
Maybe he doesn't have them yet, because it is an origin story.
It is. And it was asked on Facebook today, and I'm going to ask it here. Where do we think this movie sits?
Okay.
In the chronological timeline, I suspect that
the action of the movie will take place in the current time frame for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, post-Avengers 2, it's in Phase 3.
Okay.
I think that all the stuff about him becoming Doctor Strange is probably going to be told in flashback form.
Okay. You think it has to start before Winter Soldier.
I suspect so.
It does have to start before Winter Soldier.
I think so, too.
Well, like, in Winter Soldier,
Sitwell mentions him.
Zola's machine knew who he was. Or did Zola's machine know that he had the potential of becoming that?
That's not inconceivable.
It's not.
It's also not inconceivable that, I don't know, he was saving too many people as a surgeon. They're like, fuck that shit.
Who knows?
It could have been any number of things. I suspect he had already become the Sorcerer Supreme.
Agreed.
By the time Winter Soldier took place.
I think that makes more sense.
And so, like, all this stuff about him seeking out the Ancient
You have to imagine it takes a little while to become a Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, and there's no problem with them flashing back. One of my favorite Marvel movies did flashback from the moment it was in the present, in the first 5 minutes, and then the last 5 minutes were in the present.
Not
that
a Marvel
the first
movie.
Captain America
or
movie.
Not in a Marvel Studios movie, but Deadpool did a great job flashing between
Sure.
So I suspect that's what they'll go with.
I'm excited.
Separate time frames.
I'm excited, but the trailer didn't make me any more or less excited.
Yeah.
It was exactly what I expected.
I think it'll be interesting going into that movie and seeing how Marvel deals with actually having magic in its universe.
That's weird.
They've been balking on that with other characters who could be magic, like Thor.
Well, Thor,
Guardians are very specific about telling it technology.
Yeah, Thor could have been magic, but they went out of their way to tell you that it's not magic, it's just highly advanced.
Thor and his girlfriend had a big conversation.
Yeah, especially in Thor 2.
Yeah, they had a big conversation
about Thor 2 was all about that.
In Thor 2, yes, they're like...
it was more Star Wars than freaking...
Thor 2 was all about all about telling you that they're actually aliens.
Sure.
I would
have
preferred it just to be magic because honestly that's a much simpler explanation.
Well, it is, but
they
magic,
had to have that tie into the Guardians of the
Galaxy. Magic is always tricky too.
Well, yeah,
man.
Okay, like
it does.
It's tricky with it. It's true with just like really advanced technology too if you do it correctly, you can just use magic as a fuck it, don't worry about it. It's magic. Just move on.
Yeah, but you can do the same thing in Star Trek. Oh, we'll set the main deflector dish.
Well,
oh, of course.
Well, okay.
Derp.
In Star Trek, though, they usually try to have it pretty grounded. In Star Wars, it's like fuck it, it's the Force. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
That's not how it works.
Fuck it.
How the Force works.
They do things like there are explanations out there for you to read about like how lightsabers work and everything, but
yeah.
They're all Deus Ex Machina. They work because they work. Don't fucking worry about it.
But I would rather them not have magic be magical. Is that weird?
What is the point of Doctor Strange if you're not going to have
magic? Let's say that he has some access to some different...
You want them to have magic, but you don't want them to abuse magic.
Magic inherently, it's hard.
I don't want magic to become a crux of the thing.
Well, that's... Going into the worries about like using Doctor Strange in the first place.
Sure, that's a good point.
Doctor Strange has always had a tough time having an ongoing series because it's hard to explain what he can and cannot do in a given situation.
Yeah,
because he's such a jacked magician, it's hard to say like, okay, well, why didn't he just snap his fingers and turn the guy into a rabbit?
Like in Hickman's, he's a literal space god.
Well, it's very telling.
You know, in Hickman's run of it, he's a literal space god.
It's very telling that in his only solo series in forever, the story is about how magic is dying and about how he doesn't have magic anymore.
So he
anymore.
Is
that's
hella
a good
nerfed.
Point.
He's extremely nerfed. And they also got out of the way in the series to show that, like...
We're talking about the Jason Aaron current Doctor Strange.
Which is really good.
It's very good. It's taken a while.
It is God Butcher again.
It is God Butcher again.
We've talked about
this. Yeah, not necessarily a complaint. It's God Butcher.
I think Kate Vaughn's Oath is really good, too.
Yeah, the Oath. Oh, that's my favorite Doc Strange.
That wasn't
so
necessarily
good.
Meant to be a knock about the God Butcher thing, because God Butcher is...
God
After a few years,
fantastic.
I feel I can safely say it's probably my favorite Thor story.
So,
ever.
Are we going to get a new? Are we going to get
far
a new Sorcerer Supreme? Because that's eventually where God Butcher led to a new Thor.
Not directly.
God Butcher didn't lead to that.
Not directly.
Jason Aaron had a plan.
Part of the same run. I doubt it.
It did, but it didn't lead directly to a new Thor.
I don't know.
I feel like replacing Thor is easier than replacing Doctor Strange because like Thor has been such a big part of the Marvel
People
universe.
People are about to know Doctor Strange. They're about to know who he is.
So you're just going to rip him out the last second?
I don't know. They've done it before.
But okay, I don't think that's going to happen. But okay, back to the movie.
Yeah, let's go back to the movie. Sure.
It will be tricky to see how they define the way he has to fight because they can't just have it be like hocus pocus and the bad guy's dead.
Yeah, like let's take another popular magical movie, Harry Potter. It was a very specific way that they showed how magic works.
I don't want it to be
abacadabra.
Well, I don't want it to be like a light bulb battle like it was at the end of Harry Potter.
That's a complaint.
Glowing
you can make
blue.
About,
is what I
that's
it,
a complaint
yeah.
you can make about the Harry Potter movies is they took some of the more inventive ways in which it fights from the book and they all just became wizard lightning fight.
But do they translate? Do they translate to the screen? I think that's the point you're making with Doctor Strange. Does magic translate to the screen? Is he going to be sitting there floating, holding his ring finger or whatever to his thumb?
He's got to do that.
I'm glad that you brought up Harry Potter because one of the clever things that J.K. Rowling did is that our protagonist is a amateur wizard,
a newbie.
He's in school. He's learning how to do it. He's not that jacked.
And he not only is he not Jack,
Doctor Strange. Exactly. Yeah, but by the end of the movie, he's the Sorcerer Supreme, one would assume, and thus the strongest wizard on the
But the thing about that is, what you said about J.K. Rowling, yes, but she led the viewer through that. She led the audience to what magic
and
is.
And also by making him be school, yeah, he's learning, you learn the limitations of what the wizard can and cannot
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And where, I think the Doctor Strange comic did that a little bit. It harkened back to him having to throw up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to get into that sort of thing, but they have to get into some of the negative aspects of magic as well.
Yeah.
They really do in the movie.
When your main character
I think that'll
wizard,
help control the out of control magic, he's all powerful thing. If there's a
when your main character is the wizard, you need to be very careful about establishing what their limitations are. When it's, when it's a supporting character as a wizard, like Gandalf, you can have it be as vague and mysterious as you like.
Sure.
Because he's not our protagonist.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, in Game of Thrones, none of the main characters are wizards, so they're allowed to make it
and
be
it's
all,
so
like,
vague,
and like,
yeah,
you
have
no
what
idea what's going on.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
Same's true in Lord of the Rings. Gandalf and Saruman and Sauron and all the other hyper-powerful beings are not our protagonists. So it's okay for us to really have no idea how it is they do it.
And their powers are really subtle. Like, the one elf lady, what the heck was her name?
Galadriel?
And she was able to, like, talk to everybody without, you know, saying nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so that was sort of a subtle
thing. It's okay,
thing.
Yeah. It's okay for her to be, like,
Lord
creepy
of the
and mysterious.
Was very subtle with their use of magic.
Yeah.
It was not in your face.
Magic was very enigmatic in Lord of the Rings.
I don't think they're going to screw. Let's end the Doctor
Strange. But you can't do that with Doctor Strange because he's our main character.
Exactly. You can't be subtle. It's got to be in your face. Magic has to have a focus.
Like, okay, like, one of my favorite book series is The Dresden Files, where the main character is a wizard.
Yeah.
And they go out, they have a set of rules that the wizard has to follow. Like, he can only do so many spells per day. He just runs out of juice after
just like D&D.
And when he does cast a spell, he can't just like snap his fingers and change reality. He can only like
It's not an ultimate wish spell.
Yeah, if he casts Fireball, he has to take into account how the fire is going to spread. It's not nice and simplified like it is in D&D.
Well, in fact,
there was a short story one time where they were playing D&D and he was complaining because of how oversimplified Fireball was.
Hey man, Fireball, when you have to, we have to wipe out everybody, including your own party.
Yeah. Well, Fireball's awesome, but...
Unless you're in, like, a cave.
Okay, it's not good in every situation, but it's great when, like, hey, we came across a horde of goblins. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But, yeah, Doctor Strange, I don't... we'll just finish it, I guess, and move on, because you said you had other movies.
Oh, well, we haven't...
Well, let me finish Doctor Strange, because... I don't think it's going to be a bad movie. On the contrary, I think it's going to be great. I don't think Marvel is going to ruin it.
Yeah, Marvel has demonstrated that they totally get the benefit of that.
Exactly. But I'm more interested in seeing the post-credit scene to that, just to see... Because it's going to be Doctor Strange in something else.
Or it'll just be him levitating.
No, it's going to be something important.
Like, it's okay,
it's got to be something important.
The weakest of all the post-credit scenes so far were the ones in Thor 2, probably.
Guardians.
Guardians, we got to see Howard the Duck. That was at least like
okay.
Funny.
I'll give you that. It was
like
fun.
Thor 2 was just like the big monster thing running around.
Well, that was supposed to be funny too. I thought that was funnier than the duck. I thought the duck was kind of cheesy.
It added very little. Because
Howard added so much.
When else are you ever going to see Howard?
I'm with you. That's a good point. When else are you going to see Howard?
I thought it was hilarious.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
Flabbergasted that they put Howard in the movie. But
what were you going to say, Adam?
Well, here's my question about that monster running around at the end. Why was that not the tie-in episode for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. catching that monster instead of what the crap they
special effects?
Us.
They couldn't afford that monster.
Right? But
even if it would have just
been
the shadow.
Cool,
that would have been awesome. But they did have a good tie-in episode.
That would have been a good tie-in.
That's when they started getting good, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
About that time. They had Lady Sif.
It only took about 10 episodes to get it there, but, you know.
Yeah. It's great now. It's got high audience.
Can't get past that 10 episodes, man.
I remember saying at the time that I don't really shit on it like you guys.
I need to rewatch it.
Whatever.
I keep trying to watch it. Yeah. And I keep starting it, and I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I'm excited for Guardians. I'm excited for Guardians. They said Volume 3.
I'm excited for Guardians,
too. They said Volume 3 might be coming out. So
I'm excited for Guardians, too. I'm excited for Doctor... Well, I'm excited for all the Marvel movies, because even the quote-unquote bad ones are still pretty
good. The worst one, Hulk?
The worst one is probably Iron Man 2.
I liked Iron Man 2.
It wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, but
it wasn't as good as
Hulk,
the others.
It was good, but...
Hulk was... not a bad movie.
No, not terrible. It just feels like it doesn't
need to
be there anymore.
It is
kind of
weird to go and see Ed Norton instead of Mark Ruffalo at this point.
It is. And Liv Tyler, what the hell is she doing now? Where's she at? Remember she was in that?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah! What?
She's out of Lord of the Rings.
Miss Tyler, where are you? Yeah, she's making all that Lord of the Rings money.
She was fine in the movie.
Yeah, no, she was.
And even then, that wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah. The one dude who played Blonsky in that, I love that actor, whatever his name is. That British dude.
Eli Roth?
Boom. Yeah. All right, what else?
Other movie news, after the day after we had our last podcast, not that you would know because it's never been posted. Anyway, the day after.
It'll be the one before this
yeah,
one.
The Rogue One trailer came out.
The Rogue One trailer did come out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Well,
it looked awesome.
It did
look awesome.
It was all good. It was felt like, oh, yeah, this feels kind of like, you know, the original trilogy. That's cool, cool. And then they showed that last scene where it's a battlefield and they're panning and those AT-ATs are knocking shit out. And I'm like, oh, my God. These are new special effects.
Yeah, this is
a chance. I have to go see this.
This is a chance to revisit that original timeline with vastly better effects.
Yeah.
But also.
That don't look cheesy like the prequel movies.
They still stand up.
We can.
The prequel movies do
this
not.
This could be a great time.
Oh, yo, the prequels?
Yeah.
No, those are bad.
The prequels are bad.
Those are bad. Yeah, I was talking the original.
I didn't realize
the
prequels were
bad. The original still holds up.
The originals are great because those are they have like a good core story as opposed to the prequels are just.
No, we're talking about special effects.
Yeah, those real world special effects do stand up.
Actually, okay, that's a good point.
They do stand up.
The prequel special effects, although technologically far more advanced, don't really hold up as well
because technology's gotten so much better. You know, you can see the difference. But okay, Rogue One, what up?
It could be a cool opportunity to actually see why the Empire is so fucking bad. Because we kind of just like we get in the middle of it in the
we've taken it by people's word.
Yeah, it's mostly we're told and not shown the Empire being a bunch of assholes.
But we should.
To be fair,
the Empire destroying an entire planet.
Yeah. Oh, well, we do see them destroying an entire planet.
That's a good point, but like now we get to kind of see like what it's like to live under the Empire.
But at that point, we were like an hour into the movie.
Yeah, like, oh man, they really are terrible.
I chose my words badly, you're right. But okay, this is a chance to kind of see people living under the Empire as opposed to people just fighting the Empire.
And I think it'll be neat because we won't see anyone, hopefully, with force powers. Hopefully, it's just regular people.
Oh, that's a good point. Like that's an excellent point.
No. Donnie Yen has that force stick.
He does. Know. I don't think that's a force stick. Do you see that little gift that they made?
Some
from
people are being assholes pointing out that, oh, it didn't actually hit
He didn't actually hit him. The choreography was off a little bit. But if you look at the GIF and the trailer, it's zoomed in.
It zooms
on
super
that,
in.
And it's so slowed down. But it still was kind of funny.
Watching it in real time, I never would have noticed.
Oh, no.
You never would have noticed. No. I was just making a joke.
No one is ever actually hitting anyone.
Scarlett Johansson in the Avengers, when she's doing her headbutt thing,
yeah,
she doesn't even come close to dude.
No.
But if you slow it down, you can so see it. But at normal speed, no, it's
That's
fine.
One of those things where just get the fuck over.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
We're talking about
Rogue One, buddy.
Like, yeah, there shouldn't be any Force people in this movie because that was a big deal that Luke showed up. It's like, holy shit, this guy has the Force.
Yeah.
It should be just normal people and not Jedi. And that'll be an interesting change, too.
Is the woman Rey's mother?
No.
I don't think so. No. I think people are going to continue to speculate on who Rey's parents are. And I don't think it matters who Rey's parents are or who Supreme Leader Snoke is. Like, it's like, oh, that's Darth Vader's father. That's the rumor I heard. It's like, no. It makes more sense for Darth Vader to be, like, immaculate, whatever, the Force.
Oh, he's supposed to be in the movie, by the way.
Whom?
Vader.
He's supposed to be in
the movie. Well, that's a Force guy, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he's not
okay,
the
main
character.
Okay, but none of our heroes are going to be Force
guys. Okay.
And he probably won't be the main bad guy.
He'll probably just be like, they'll stand at attention, and here comes Vader walking by. She's a spy. Yeah.
He'll show up for a scene. He'll force choke a.
I hope he does more than that. Honestly,
force choke a lieutenant who failed, and then he'll walk away.
Yeah. It could be a cool opportunity to see Vader with modern effects.
It would be
so because, like in the original trilogy, they did the best they could. But for
make
the most,
an excuse for Kylo being so badass. Like, Vader stop a blaster or something.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You just blew my mind.
One of the nice things about the Marvel comic book coming out with Darth Vader is that we get to see, holy shit, this is what Darth Vader's really capable of.
Darth Vader came out today, actually, didn't it?
Yeah. He's also my personal
end of the worst arc. This has been the worst arc.
It has been the worst arc.
It's still good.
But this has been one of the better arcs of showing off Darth Vader's power.
Sure. Yeah. But I have not liked this arc overall compared to the others.
As much as we all love the original trilogy, they didn't have that technology at the time to really show what someone who can use the Force would really be capable of.
Yeah.
Most of the demonstrations are, the Force choke, Sidious's lightning.
Well, like they said,
and when he's fighting Luke, he like moves a couple of like tanks around.
Yeah, he moves some stuff around.
Well, to be fair, the original trilogy is about an old man android and a young guy who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
That's true.
So,
old man android.
Like I said, that's not meant as a knock on the movies. It's more just now we have the technology to really see Vader
reason why the Force and all this shit wasn't super big was, first off, they didn't know what all it did back then anyway. They were kind of making it up as they
fair
went
point,
along.
Fair point.
Yeah, it's about a young guy who didn't know
what he was doing.
By the time they got around to Return of the Jedi, Luke
by the
was
time
like
they did,
a supreme
yeah.
badass.
Yeah. That's true.
Allegedly.
And what was he doing? He wasn't doing... He was jumping around.
Yeah, well,
they would jump.
Well,
he
fucked up Jabba's shit.
Yeah, he tore up Jabba.
And it's like army of enforcers.
All right, do we want to talk about the backlash of having a female lead?
That's stupid.
You know, there's been a female lead in every single Star Wars property except for the Christmas special. There's been at least a lead or co-lead in every one.
But like
the main character of Clone Wars is a girl.
Well, now people are all
people are being
such assholes about how.
Well, we know if you talk shit on something, people tune in.
So. Rey and now I forget her name, the Rogue One female lead.
I will say they do look similar.
Sure, they do.
Which leads credence.
They asked Daisy Ridley about it though, and she's like, "Well, I guess we both have brown hair and are both white."
Yeah. Yeah. but there's no way they're related, and all the backlash for it being a girl lead is just stupid.
It's just so stupid.
It's misogynistic.
It's the 21st
century.
People can get the fuck over.
My comment to it was... Go ahead.
I will also say that the Rogue One cast looks super diverse.
It is. Awesome. That was what I was going to say.
And they didn't make a deal about it.
That was what I was going to say.
Which is the best part.
Of course, Whitaker, you got Donnie Yen, you got female lead, of course.
Yeah. I saw a comment that was, whining about there being a female lead. I was like, oh, dude, you're going to shit. Did you watch the rest of the trailer? There's a black villain. You know? Because, man, I don't get these people. What is the deal? It looked Forrest freaking Whitaker? Are you kidding me?
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Actor.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
People.
And he looks like he's playing like a sort of torn role. You know? It looks like he's sort of maybe the spy in the other direction or something's going on with his character. I'm very interested in to see more of that movie.
People who are still pissed about a female lead in 2016 can just go
fuck
up.
Oh my god, I know.
I mean, really.
There's other stuff to whine about. Have you seen Batman versus Superman? Come on.
Women are 50%
speaking of which,
of
you have a great article up
52%.
Right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you have
it's
a great
okay
article
for a woman to be the head
up
of
right now for Batman versus Superman.
We don't need any help on that one. Give some of our other stuff. I think we had Top of the Lot come out today, I think. Yeah. Go read that.
It's doing pretty well on Top of the Lot standards, but it's getting overshadowed by that. But
we're getting more people to the site, so they're clicking around.
If you are so insecure about your masculinity that you can't enjoy a movie with a female lead, that's your
dude,
fault.
Dude, I know. And the thing is, even if you want to be sort of prejudiced and dirty about it, like a dirty old man about it, come on, you get to see a hot chick on the screen instead of some dude, some young kid.
God damn it.
I'm just saying. It works in both directions. You
okay,
can be a scumbag and still not be a whiner.
If you want to be okay with it for the wrong reasons,
sure.
Go ahead. Just be okay.
Just be okay with it. All right, what else we got? You got more movie stuff?
Batman solo movie coming out
with
Ben Affleck starring and directing.
It doesn't matter what you
thought.
It doesn't matter what you thought about Ben Affleck as Batman or Bruce Wayne. He's an amazing director. I heard he's in on the script.
He wrote it, too.
He's an amazing writer. Oscar award-winning writer.
Very briefly talking about Batman v Superman, and we're going to drop it immediately. Most of the things people do complain about, not that I'm complaining, but the things most people do complain about can probably be summed up with the director.
Yeah.
Just with the way the movie was
the
cut,
direction.
The way they
now,
were presented,
Goyer,
what they tried
I've
to fit
Goyer,
in, the
I've
way the story
Goyer.
Was mashed together.
I've heard Goyer taking smack, too.
I would more blame Goyer than Snyder.
That's
he
all
always
stuff
deserves
that
it.
Could be vastly
he whatever he does, Goyer deserves all the hate he gets.
Okay, so dropping that now.
Sure.
That stuff can all be improved upon if you have someone who's a damn good director at the helm, and most people would agree that Ben Affleck is a damn good director.
He's awesome.
He's a damn good director.
I love it. Pak the Ka Nyan.
That was no Gomer.
It's the only Boston accent I have.
It wasn't good.
Park the car in the yard.
But yeah, I would totally watch a Ben Affleck written, directed, and starring movie.
I'm also looking forward to the Wonder Woman movie. So
yeah, the Gal Gadot
Suicide Squad trailer.
Yeah, oh dude, the Suicide Squad trailer. Have you seen the new one?
I did see the new
one. It looks fantastic. It's got a lot more Batman in it. It does. I think those are going to be flashbacks.
They will. They'll start the movie off.
Yeah, but
so I feel like most people are more or less convinced that Joker is actually Jason Todd, right?
No, I'm not. That is definitely
a
rumor
going
super
around. Young
well,
compared
I,
to
see, I've heard a rumor that the Batman movie that the main villain will be Red Hood.
Oh gosh.
Would it be like?
I would like.
Would it be?
Owls.
What would the time frame for this potential Batman movie be?
I think
it
it's too soon. For
like
Owls.
A long time
There's
ago.
So many. Other
because like
great
Batman
v
Superman, Batman was like, you know, he was old Dark Knight Returns Batman. Are we gonna see the movie?
Well,
it
would have to be before
in Suicide Squad
Batman. If it was Red Hood, it would have to be. It would have to be after Batman versus Superman. Because why would he still have the Jason Todd beaten to the death by the Joker?
If he was still
alive. If he was still alive.
That's fair.
But now we can just say, hey, Clark, can you help me out?
No, we can't. Cause
no, because Clark's
dead.
Yeah, right.
Oh, but he could be like, hey, Wonder Woman.
Oh, no, sure.
Now we have to
or
watch
hey,
all
Flash,
the reign of the Superman movies. Steel's getting the sequel after all these years.
No one actually thinks Superman's going to stay dead, right?
Dude, I don't think he was dead at the end of the movie. There was stuff, dirt floating on. Spoiler alert.
I'm waiting for Shaq to show up in Justice League.
That was poor direction.
Oh, God. If they do Reign of the Superman and they have Shaq reprise his role as Steel. Holy crap.
They really couldn't do that.
No.
Because Steel would be towering over all of these
that
other actors,
and also
man.
Shaq's not as in
dude,
good
Shaq's
shape.
Still cool, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, no, Shaq
hey,
is like
Shaq
the best.
Was
at
okay,
okay.
Shaq was at WrestleMania. Shaq can still go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel like Shaq could probably just like lean on you, and it would like probably kill most human men.
Oh man.
Shaq. Shaq does seem like one of the cooler guys on earth.
He does.
I didn't mean to imply that he wasn't.
Yeah, Shaq's great. Shaq's awesome.
Except I saw him shaking hands with Big Show after that match, and that bummed me out.
Oh well. He's the only hand that he can comfortably shake.
Yeah.
Because they're the same size.
How tall is Shaq? He's like seven. He's like well over 7 foot. Right?
I think 7'4".
Yeah,
he's huge.
He's taller than 7 foot.
Yeah, he's over 7 foot. But he's got that bulk, man.
Yeah, well, that's the miraculous thing about Shaq is most of these super tall basketball players they have pretty short careers.
Yeah,
because
Yao Ming,
the human body is not meant to be that
dude,
hard.
Yao Ming
and that
had to quit after what 8 seasons?
Yeah.
Who was that kid who was the forward? No, he wasn't forward. He was a center. Drafted by the Trailblazers first round. And he had to quit. He could didn't play
Odin?
Yeah. He didn't play a single game in the NBA because he had feet fractures.
Yeah.
That's
human bodies are not meant to be that large.
Yeah.
So
they're not.
But Shaq not only had a great career and had a lot of championships, but also had like a
ridiculous
like a 20-season career or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not
with,
20, but
with two different teams? He was only on two teams, right?
Orlando. Oh, no, he was on a bunch.
Orlando and L.A.
He was on Orlando. He was on L.A. He won a championship with L.A. and Miami.
Oh, that's right. He went to Miami.
Then he went
I forget about that.
At different points, he also went to Cleveland and Boston.
That was short stints. Those had to have been
yes,
short.
Yes, those were both very short
that
stints.
That was when he had to heal his back when he'd only play like 10 minutes a game. Right.
Yeah.
Man, we touched on sports in this episode of Geeks of the Square Table.
We do that a lot, actually.
We do.
One of the few sports I don't like, though.
Yeah. You don't like NBA?
Yeah, but
like
don't
basketball?
Put us in a box. We can like sports.
Yeah, we can like sports. Well, I don't know.
Before we move away from movies, though, I have one more movie
to
talk about. This trailer dropped today. There is a new Godzilla movie coming out from Toho. Trailer dropped today.
You should have showed me this. I'm so disappointed.
Godzilla
this. I had no
Resurgence.
Idea.
Yeah, I just learned about it when I got off of work.
Okay.
I just went on Facebook and it was there. And
oh, my.
The new Godzilla looks
David
kind of pretty. Pretty grotesque, I will say. He
really?
Looks, yeah. He looks
now, is this,
pretty dark.
This is not based off a sequel of The Last American.
No, it's
this
not. It's a
new
Toho. It's a the whole bunch of Asian faces.
So how would you describe... How would you describe this Godzilla comparing it to other Godzillas as far as the look? Matthew Broderick with a...
No.
A combination.
That's not even Godzilla. That's Zilla.
He is definitely a classic looking Godzilla.
More stand up.
More stand up.
Okay.
But he looks like he's been through the ringer. He looks like he's not a happy individual.
So this is an old grizzled Godzilla? This is
It's a Godzilla.
This is
looks
the
like
old
he's
man
gonna,
Godzilla.
He's,
this is like Unforgiven Godzilla.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a pissed off Godzilla.
That's funny.
And what's the competition monster they show?
There is
that?
No, I don't think there is.
He's just him in Tokyo.
I think it's just him in Tokyo.
Woohoo! You know, if you have to say anything good came out of World War II, it's Godzilla. Because without dropping nuclear bombs on that island, they would not have come up with this idea.
No.
And I'm sorry, you have to, you know, look back. It sucked. Hindsight 2020, it was a great idea.
It's like 30 Godzilla movies.
Or what was the...
If
we really want to get historical, dropping the bombs on those two cities saved millions of lives because we ended up avoiding a land battle in Japan, which would have taken years.
That is
but
not, that's a,
no, of
that's
course
a
not.
Point a lot of people make. Yeah.
War is terrible, yeah. Taylor. I did not mean for a minute to suggest that. I'm so glad they dropped those nuclear bombs because we got Godzilla.
This podcast is getting heavy.
I know meant to imply that.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to bring up Godzilla. I didn't know it was
damn
such
it,
a divisive...
No, Godzilla's not divisive, but Gomer found a way.
Well, yeah, I found a way to make Godzilla divisive.
People like Godzilla, man. Just stop ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, you guys should totally
you
check
hate
out,
Godzilla,
check
you're,
out the
you
Godzilla
love...
resurgence.
And also look up your World War II history so you can get in on that little historical debate, which is a legit debate.
It is.
Email Gomer about your World War II philosophies and complaints.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Cold War is my favorite war, and it started a lot sooner because of... those bombs.
Oh, my favorite war is Civil War is in the one that's going to come out in less than a month now.
Civil War 2? Oh, dude,
good
did
job.
You just break Devastator?
No, he just launched Devastator's gun.
Oh. My bad. I was, like, so panicky for a second.
This gun is bigger than most figures.
It is, yeah.
Like, now do a size comparison to the, like, regular size action figure there.
Well, that's not a regular.
That's not a regular. That's
but that is about the same size, if not bigger, than a normal. Class 2 figure, right? Is that size. Class 1 is the Ultra Magnus size.
Yeah.
And then class 2 is the
I think
Rodimus.
They have different names now, but...
Oh,
yeah.
Back
Thank
in the day
God
they called
was on
classes.
His back, though.
I think it's like leader class.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I
think I have seen that,
too.
But okay, Civil War 2. We're just going to skip Rebirth. Let's talk about Civil War 2.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out soon.
Is that not what... So you said it was your favorite war, damn it. I thought you were
doing talking
a
about
weird
the movie.
Segue.
I was talking about Cap 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's coming out, too.
Three weeks. Less than a month.
3 weeks.
Okay, but we've talked about Civil War a bunch, and I have nothing new to say.
I have
Me
nothing
neither.
New
I can't
to
wait.
Add.
Yeah.
Except that early reviews are coming in, and they are glowing.
And these early reviews are very atypical. They usually don't premiere a movie a month before,
and
even for reviewers.
They said they have really good comments about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Most of them that I've
the
seen.
There's
a lot of spoilers.
The highlights from the early reviews are the
really
airport fight scene that they
Me
previewed
too.
In the trailers,
well,
and Spidey.
The thing about it is it's hard because it's their main character at Marvel. You know, it's probably their most well-known character. And if they're getting it back, they have to make an event out of it.
Yeah.
And they can't just say, oh, yeah, by the way, he might be in Civil War, but maybe not.
Well,
and if he is, you have to tell him that they are. And then it has to be a selling point of the
Spidey's
movie.
Spidey's inherently a big deal.
So, yeah, I mean,
Spidey
cool,
is a selling point.
He's up there with Batman and Superman for the most iconic superhero.
If you weren't going to see the movie before, Spider-Man is the deal clincher.
Exactly. Spider-Man, I think, is another 300 million opening weekend. Just because he's in the trailer. That's
well, I mean, the Spider-Man
well,
movies
worldwide.
The iconic
worldwide.
Character can only get you so far. Like the Spider, the Sony Spider-Man movies, especially Spider-Man 2, when the word got out, like, "Hey, Spider-Man 1 wasn't that great," or the Amazing Spider-Man, they weren't that great. Did not suit, vastly underperformed based off of how well a Spider-Man movie should have performed. So they actually
that
had
said,
to be good movies.
Spider-Man 3. It's still one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
Because Spider-Man 1 and 2 were great.
Spider-Man 2 was fantastic.
So by the time where it gets like it's one of those things where like people go out
Synergy,
to see
it builds momentum.
Like, they have like so the expectations are so high for the
I think that's what Marvel has going for them now.
Well actually
they just have to keep up with that pace.
Like, Cap 2 was already great. I would already be super stoked.
That's why every Marvel Studios movie is a guarantee hit.
Yeah, because they've built the brand.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they put on the screen.
There hasn't been an outright disaster at any point.
Yeah.
The worst things people say about the worst movies is that they're mediocre. That's true. They're still pretty solid movies.
Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man are the two examples of they can put whatever they want on the screen.
Yeah,
and
those
they will
are such good movies.
But it's just a matter of time until there's not a good
movie. I'm going home watching Ant-Man.
Inevitably, there will be the one that comes out and is like, man, that was a bad
Ant-Man's
movie.
The one where my wife bought it and she didn't get the digital download. So I actually have to get off the couch, open the cabinet, open the DVD player, hit the button to change modes like a freaking caveman.
First
world problem.
When they make the Lifetime movie about this tragedy, I wonder who's going to play you.
But I thought I had kids. They laugh at me like you guys are. Criticize me for being lazy. That's why I had kids, so I wouldn't have to go get a beer myself.
Well, it's a Lifetime movie, so they could just get Gomer 2 play.
Yeah, right?
I guess
I'm a good enough actor.
Here, Gomer, we'll pay you.
Spider-Man movie announced.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing that came out.
Go ahead, Taylor.
They've announced the title. It's going to be Spider-Man Homecoming.
Which is a play on words, I think, as far as Spider-Man coming back to Marvel, even though he's technically not back at Marvel.
Yeah,
it's still Sony.
Did Marvel maybe do this? Homecoming apparently is a storyline.
It is. It is.
But did they?
That was going to be my next point.
Did they specifically do it this way?
Which I like.
Don't worry, guys. We got Spider-Man back. Fuck Sony, right?
Oh, I don't even know if it's like that. I think Sony is saying, well, we know what Marvel's got going for them. We just mentioned it. Nothing they do
is
bad. Well,
Sony still wins here because...
Sony still wins here. Yeah.
They don't win as much as they would have won if they had actually made good Spider-Man movies themselves.
This is like if you... This is like as if you went to rent a car, right? And then the dude working at the rent-a-car place said, hey, dude, will you give me a ride home? And he said, yeah, $50. That's what this is like. Marvel has sold a license to Sony, and then Sony's like, hey, will you make us a movie? And they're like, yeah, $50. That's kind of like what it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like my analogy. I thought my analogy was a lot more clever than it was.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, we get to have Spider-Man in Cap 3, which I was already going to be super excited for, and now I'm just, incredibly psyched for.
Yeah. The thing I'm most excited for, let's talk about that. The thing I'm most excited for in this movie, you know it's going to be a good story. They all are. You know it's going to be fun superheroics. The characters are going to be on point. I am interested, especially after the latest little snippet that came through at the MTV Movie Awards, the cool superhero combos. We already got Ant-Man riding an arrow.
Which was pretty bitchin'.
Yes. Oh, my God. And then we had Scarlet Witch giving Cap a little boost. Did you see that?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dude, I freaked out when I saw that.
Now, yeah, these are Avengers teams that have worked together. We saw a little bit of that in Avengers 2, where Thor would be smack Cap shield.
And Iron Man and him did a little room from the video game. That's right out of one of the video games.
We get to see them kind of in their stride in terms of being superheroes.
Yeah. Hulk and Thor had their own little thing. When Hulk would slam a piece of the monster down into the monster, and then Thor came behind him and slammed it in the rest of the way.
Yeah,
that's what I'm interested in seeing, the little combos.
It should be pretty cool.
More than anything. That sounds sad, but that's really the only surprise
teaser was Cap and Bucky just wailing the shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. Exchange. And the shield, using the shield.
They fought together for, most of World War II, so they're already, a pre-made combo.
And even before then, they were friends growing up. Yeah. They've been fighting forever.
Well, when they were growing up,
losing
it was,
back then.
Yeah, you learn a lot in losing.
It was a lot of Bucky fighting for Steve.
Well, you can learn a lot when you lose, man.
Yeah. It's so I remember distinctly that it really hurts when someone punches you right here.
But do we not think, and I don't want to sound too Neil deGrasse Tyson here, that Iron Man could pretty much whip all their asses? Couldn't he just fly away and shoot them from a mile away with his tank-destroying missile?
Yes.
I'm just saying. Well, I don't want to get Neil deGrasse Tyson on
you. But he doesn't want to kill them all.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I mean, Cap's no slouch. I mean,
not at all.
He could, bench press that bookshelf over there.
And I think if the armor fist, hand-to-hand combat, I think it would maybe be a little bit even.
Yeah.
Until Cap starts ripping off those plates, man, that I think he could rip off some armor.
I mean, he's not as jacked as Thor by any stretch, but how easily Thor just, flipped his wrist and got
Dude, remember, I think it was the Matt Fraction Thor, when Thor came back and Iron Man went to see him, Thor was like, I've been holding back on you, dude. Yeah. And he throws that massive MVP.
That was the J. Michael Straczynski.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, that's right.
Where it's when Thor, actually was fighting Iron Man, the fight was, over before it began.
Yeah, and Thor's got, a great line, I can't even remember it, but he's like, I've been holding back or something, you've never seen me. It was a great panel, dude. Of him and looking at him.
There's a great feeling at the end of the fight, he tears off the faceplate and he's holding up by his throat. It's next time you threaten someone, make sure it's not fucking me.
Yeah, dude, yeah. And that was
That's Thor, not actually what he said, of course.
But that was Thor when he didn't know anybody after the disassembled, after he had come back.
Yeah.
That was a great run, man.
That was.
Ruined by events. Just chase JMS away from that book, man, because of the events. They Siege wanted him to bow to
I actually
editorial.
Enjoyed Siege a decent amount.
It was okay.
But, yeah, JMS had a good run on the book.
I love how we always get back to Thor comics. I love it.
Not as
it's
good
like
as,
the third time like, we've mentioned a Thor comic.
Speaking of comics, do we want to talk about DC's Rebirth?
I think we should at least
Let's
mention
talk about
it.
DC's
so we
Rebirth.
Should at least mention it.
Yeah, the previews for DC Comics Rebirth came out today, and it's
there's
got...
There's like four books I'm excited for.
Yeah,
that
there's
I'm
not...
really going to pull.
Yeah, it's got all the Rebirth books. I'm going to get a lot of those just to see
Look
what direction they're headed.
What a pretty looking man.
He is. He's a beautiful guy.
I think Supergirl's going
really
to be
is.
A fun book.
With Lois Lane?
With Lois Lane.
I am not excited about the second
Supergirl
main.
Or Superwoman?
No, Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that book.
Okay.
Who's on it?
Steve Orlando and Brian Ching. Brian Ching did Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Orlando's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind Orlando either. I know the name. If I remember the name.
That's high praise.
That's high praise.
And then, of course, Batman All-Star. Or All-Star Batman, I think is what it is. With Scott Snyder and J.R.
Snyder.
So it looks like Action Comics is going to be a continuation of everything that's been going on in Darkseid.
Yeah,
War.
Is All-Star Batman going to be in continuity or out of continuity?
We don't know, I don't think.
I think it'll be out of, if I had to take a guess.
It's got Duke in it.
Duke, the dog.
Thomas.
The dog?
I didn't think about
Isn't the
that
dog's name Duke?
No, it's got...
What the hell's the dog's name?
Ace.
Ace, that's right. Yeah. I knew it was something like that.
Look at racist Gomer calling black people dogs.
No, what happened?
Oh. Let's
Duke is what, the new Robin?
Yeah.
He's, he was in the last arc of Batman, right?
He was.
Yeah, he was okay. He's a fun character, fun new character.
He's also the main character in We Are Robin.
I don't like how they...
Whatever happened with Harper Row?
Yeah,
she's
in Batman and Robin Eternal, right?
She, at the end of Batman and Robin Eternal, she kind of hung up her boots for a while.
Oh, okay.
She's like, I'm going to go be me, but...
Well,
she should take care of her brother. Hey, she will totally pop up.
Isn't she the one with the brother?
Okay.
Stuck at
she
home?
She is. She's going to go be a person with her brother. She's going to live her normal life.
Good.
But
good for her.
Tinny in the Fourth is writing Action Comics.
Yeah.
And it's a school. It's like a detective comic.
Yeah, sorry.
She was probably my favorite part of Snyder's run, to be honest.
She is,
I like her. She's a good character.
There is, without a doubt, she's going to pop up in Detective Comics at some point down the line. She will be a part of that cast.
Can we also talk about Nightwing returning as Nightwing, and he's in black and blue? Which I think everyone's been wanting for a while.
That's good. I like.
He looks better in black.
The red and black always look weird to me. Yeah.
I like Teen Titans, man. There's a new Teen Titans book, and it's got Damian in it. Starfire's back on the team. Still no Cyborg.
I haven't read a good Teen Titans book.
I find
book.
Cyborg extremely boring.
The Kenneth Rocafort. I like the Cyborg solo.
Yeah.
I
no,
think
just
so too.
Cyborg as a character.
I think he's better in the Titans. I think he plays off
honestly,
better with a younger sort
this
of
kind
attitude.
Of going back all the way to the New 52 stuff where, like, it seemed like they were dead set on insisting that Cyborg was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had the movie, you know, maybe plans by then, you know. I don't know.
Yeah,
they
but
needed,
they
like
needed
the
more diversity in their Justice
sure.
League lineup.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good.
They
should totally have more diversity in the Justice League lineup, but like, I don't know. Like, Cyborg is a Teen Titan.
And they took away all the diversity from the Teen Titans by doing that, though.
What are you talking about? Beast Boy's red.
Beast Boy's red, and then he was green. And they added that one dude, the block, purple block dude.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's...
He's fun.
I think he's gay. And he,
I don't know.
What was his name?
Was it
Bunker.
It's
Bunker.
Yeah, Bunker.
Yeah, Bunker.
Bunker. Yeah, I like Bunker. But they do have Kid Flash on the new Teen Titans, which is interesting.
I'm excited for Dan Abnett on Aquaman.
Yeah.
Wally West
should
is
be
Kid
solid
Flash now.
Yeah. Dan Abnett
49
on
49 and 50 he's done so far, and they've been both
really good.
Really good and
yeah.
really strong. And
yeah.
him introducing Black Manta, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, I think so too.
So that's what I'm looking forward to the most out of Rebirth.
It's still twice monthly, though.
Oh, Birds of Prey.
Half of these books I can't justify
it
being twice
monthly. Yeah, they're resurrecting Birds of Prey.
But it is
$9.99 following this.
They're $2.99.
You get two books a month for the price of one from Marvel.
Kind of.
But I hope the quality is the same.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing it now. This is a weird previews book, man.
Well, when you get into the back, it actually has the actual...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's what I need. All right. Rebirth number one, Superman... I don't know, man. Peter J.
What's
Tomasi.
What's this stuff with Dan DiDio? Like,
why is he on the motorcycle?
Oh, hey, he's using Johnny Quick's speed formula. That's kind of cool, actually. That's a good touch.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to reading Josh Williamson's Flash, just to see him not run a character into the ground.
I like Josh Williamson.
Vendetti's been writing the Flash.
Vendetti's good on Valiant. Read Valiant. Batman, number one, Tom King, David Finch, Matt Manning. Of course I'm getting that.
Yeah.
What is it, Trinity by Francis Manapul? That's how I say it.
Yeah, Manapul. Yeah, I like Manapul a lot, dude.
His art is...
Yeah,
I love his art.
It's not even his
writing.
Art.
He's okay.
His design. He does such a... Oh, he's so good.
He's a great artist. Wonderful, oh, Scooby-Doo Apocalypse guy. Number two.
See, I'm still not sold with these Future Quest, Johnny Quest.
I'm going to try Future
Barbera
Quest.
Things, man.
I'm going to try Future Quest, but that's really... I might try Wacky Race.
I am inexplicably interested in
just
Scooby
the way
Apocalypse.
Just hearing that come out of somebody's mouth, I might try Wacky Raceland.
I might
sounds
try
like
it.
A fun comic.
The only thing but, my biggest complaint about the Scooby Apocalypse is Shaggy looks fucking hipstery as fuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Such a yes, fun way does. To put that.
Yeah, but no, I'm actually going to read that, I think, at least number one.
I don't know.
See, Sam Humphries on the Green Lanterns, I'm just not a fan. Benjamin Percy. Who's Benjamin
but you know his
Percy?
Name. But you know his name.
Yeah, true.
Ben Percy's been writing Green
Arrow. He's on it now.
Yeah, he's been writing it for a good minute.
Well, I just saw Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo Apocalypse. And,
yeah.
Wow, you were not kidding on that.
I wasn't, no.
Wow.
As far as the Teen
he
Titans
he looks like
go
he's
earlier,
about to sell me
yeah,
like some free trade
I'm
coffee.
I'm not excited for the actual Teen Titans book, but the Titans book
or
written
fair
by Dan Abnett, I
now,
think.
Yeah, now what
yeah,
is that?
He's writing
Donna Troy, Arsenal, Garth, Lilith, and Nightwing.
Yeah, it's the original. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's writing right now, Dan Abnett, he's writing the Titans, what's the name of the book?
I don't
I'm
know.
Reading it.
Is it like a Titans
Hunt?
I gotta say
yeah, Titans Hunt. He's writing Titans Hunt.
That's right.
And it's been solid.
Oh, but they
so,
are, looks like they are still doing Grace and Annual. All right,
hold on a second. Hold on. Let me stop you guys, because I have not seen this cover to Wacky Raceland, and I finally got there. Is it Mad Max?
It's Mad Max.
Yeah, I might have to get Wacky Raceland, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that, but I said it.
Yeah,
that
it's
looks
Mad Max.
Awesome. I have no idea who Ken Pontac, this writer, is, or Leonardo Manco. Tommy Lee Edwards is doing a variant, though. I'm down with that.
I wonder, are they actually going to try to make, like, badass versions of all the really stupid characters from Wacky Racers?
Sure.
What it looks like.
Okay.
I'm
good
down.
For them.
Dude.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, there's Penelope Pitstop.
That's that dog. This is insane.
That's Muttley?
This can't be how this book is going to be. This cannot be how this book is going to be.
You know what? That's pretty damn cool.
Dude, I'm going to have to get this. This cannot be the interior art.
I don't think that'll be the interior art, but I think it'll be the same...
tone.
Character mod, like the
okay.
same character designs, but it won't be that artist. I
dude,
don't think.
That's insane. Yeah, I may have to look into that a little bit more.
But yeah. I'm looking at Harley Quinn and her gang of Harleys.
That's,
yeah, that's out
number
today.
One is on the
number
shelf
one
right
is
now.
Out today.
Yeah, but that is a stupid name.
Dude, Harley Quinn, if you get Harley Quinn,
Harley Quinn
like, understand her as a character and her fan, you will get anything she does because yeah.
I'm not,
just
not,
kind of fan.
I'm not
Harley
knocking
Quinn.
The content. I'm
Harley Quinn is
that
one of the tent poles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Harley Quinn is now one of the tent poles of DC.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
She's really found
but
her
you
niche
know,
since
she has
arguably had the best... revamp under
but
New
Deadpool.
52.
Deadpool has
in terms
now become.
Of like,
and didn't
yeah.
she solely exist just to pop out of a cake in an episode of the animated series?
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure. Yep.
Well, she existed for. She existed just so they would have some diversity. Like, would it be? Like,
I heard her
describe. Would it be
well,
funny
in
to
the,
have a girl
in the article?
I heard all the voice actors they were hiring the girl ones. They had them doing guy voices.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Why can't we have a girl in here?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, you're right." And then that next season, they introduced Barbara and then Harley.
Yep.
But in the article that is on our site right now, he points
yeah.
out that one of the things that Harley Quinn accomplished as a plot device was she was some, like, the Joker would explain his evil plan to her so the audience could hear it.
Sure, sure. Yeah. She was she was part of the external monologue. But I like internal monologue in comics a lot. But if you look at Deadpool, Deadpool has now become a tentpole. For Marvel.
Yeah.
The same way Wolverine used to be not a decade
well,
ago.
Deadpool and Harley are really two birds of a feather in
agreed.
The sense that they are the kind of they're the waka waka, you know.
Fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waka waka. Fozzie Bear reference. Look out. Muppets reference.
Yep.
We're running the gambit this week. I don't know. Dan Abnett is on Justice League 2. Man, they're giving that dude a lot of work.
Dan Adam, it's on Justice League?
That's what it's saying here. Impossible. Justice League number 50.
He's writing Justice 51. League number 50, yeah. Dan Jurgens is writing number 51, which is kind of like a soft pilot for his Action Comics.
Okay,
run.
Okay.
And then Abnett's writing 52, which is like the same thing, except for his Titans book.
Okay, all right. And Brian Hitch, I'm sorry. I love his art, but man, I hate crapping on him because he writes, but man, he is not that good. James Sinning the Fourth is going to be involved in the Hellblazer book. Is that right, Constantine, the Hellblazer? The new one? I'm not sure what these are. Are these books that are coming out in 3 months?
Oh,
what
no.
What's happening here?
Those are books that are coming out in 3 months, but those are still like the new 52 books that haven't ended yet.
Dark Knight 3 is still going to be
because
out.
The rebirth is staggered over 3 months, so you're going to have a little bit of...
Like it's a soft relaunch.
Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of carryover.
Yeah, that's... Okay. So it's not really a big rebirth deal. It's just the DC previews. But yeah, they did announce some of the rebirth books, but they've been announced since the WonderCon, pretty much.
Well, I guess this...
Sheriff of Babylon Volume 1, though, out in July. That's a Tom King and Mitch Gerards on the art.
Well, I guess we can go through and do our final thoughts for the evening.
Oh, let's do it. I'm trying a little something new with my facial hair. You guys let me know. It's not done yet.
Homer, nothing you do will ever.
It just
make
looks like you
good.
Haven't shaved for like 2 days.
I haven't. Well, no one talks smack on your facial hair, Taylor.
My facial hair.
You got
a few
gaps too.
He has excellent facial.
He really does. It really fills in. I've got a gap here.
I have gaps
a gap
all
here.
So like it won't grow in the corner.
Why?
It just stops
Why?
At one length.
Come on.
I've got a nice swarthy Viking beard.
My thing is, I have a great head of hair, and Taylor kind of. That's my final thought. I'd have nothing else.
Man.
Uneventful week for me.
Skip me for now, I don't think.
Skip me for now. Oh my gosh. Adam usually skips himself too. You gotta have something, dude. What's your comic? What's your favorite comic this week? What are you reading this
month? I'm excited to read.
They're finishing the first story arc on A-Force. That could be pretty cool.
Okay,
and they're also finishing a story arc on Darth Vader.
The Darth Vader, current story arc, the Shorun Tun War.
Yeah.
While it's been great, it's been showing off a lot of Darth Vader, like Adam pointed at it earlier. It's not been my favorite arc of the book so far. It's been very down at the bottom of it. Yeah, probably the worst arc of so far. Hope
even then,
better.
It's not bad.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's definitely getting worse.
It is kind of cool. We're going to get to see Vader square off against his...
those twins.
Yeah, like the techno-replacement people that the Emperor's been playing with.
And I think the Emperor, he knows Vader ain't going to get
Well, that's,
he's just saying, hey, Vader, you're replaceable.
He's just saying, hey, stay up on your game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well... If you're gonna
classic Emperor.
If you're gonna levy
classic.
A complaint about the Star Wars books in general, it's that we already know how all of them are going to end.
Oh sure, that doesn't bother me.
Vader,
I don't mind spoilers.
Luke, Han, and Leia are totally immune to any sort of drama.
But with that said, they did announce a new Han Solo book.
Yeah,
that's
coming. That'd be cool. Who's drawing it?
I don't know. The artwork I saw was beautiful, though, for it. I don't remember.
Is it a ongoing, or will it just be a short?
I don't know if it's said.
I'm figuring
it's a mini-series.
Yeah. I feel like they're set with main Star Wars and Vader being the ongoing.
Poe Dameron's also an ongoing.
Poe's an ongoing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Poe Dameron is an ongoing.
Yeah.
No, I did not see that.
And they also have another book.
Oh, that came out last week. It was pretty solid.
It was okay. Was anyone else... No, the artwork was great. Pencils and ink wise, was anyone else thrown off? Phil Noto moved away. Usually he's got sort of like, it looks like there's a fog in front of all of his stuff. In this, that fog was gone. His colors were a lot different on this than I'm used to seeing from the artist on the Poe Dameron book.
I didn't notice as I read, I suppose.
Okay. Well, go ahead and check it out, see what you think, because I'll bring that up again. Because it was still amazing art, it just didn't feel like some of the other artwork. Like the cover. Right? If you open up like the first page, it's almost that same panel as the cover. And it's very different. Very different artwork. But they're also doing a book, the Episode 7 trim adaptation into comics. That's coming out.
That's really pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll get that too. Good final thought. I was able to add a lot, unlike my facial hair. Not a lot. But go ahead. I shave everything else from my eyebrows down.
Yeah, it's my turn now. BotCon was amazing. You guys should go to OutrightGeekery.com, see all of our coverage, look at all those pictures. Devastator is huge.
He's so great.
Fort Max is even bigger.
Dude. How much is that going to run, do you think? Dude, they didn't have a retail price, did they?
They did not.
I would figure 200.
At least.
I think any more
than that. I
think
they're reissuing a Trypticon, too. I think they're coming out with a new Trypticon.
And it's going to be bigger? Because they had the G1 replica, you know, new, which is exact, you know, same design. But, oh, man.
I love Trypticon. Listen to that interview.
Trypticon's technically a triple changer.
He is technically a triple changer.
Go ahead.
Listen to that, to our great interview. And that's what I got.
Oh, man. BotCon's so cool. I should have went. I didn't know they were just letting anybody in.
Yeah, they did not care at all.
It's the last one. They're like, screw it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, Elaine didn't have to spend any money, and Jules still wasn't allowed to buy anything?
He bought some prints.
Oh, that's fun.
That's about it.
Yeah. Dude, I wouldn't have been able to walk out of there without bots, dude. I'd had a credit card maxed.
It was hard.
Oh. I can't believe that's all you bought. Were they selling the 5-pack, like the RC, the cup, the Springer, and
the
Ultra Magnus?
No, we're not selling those yet.
Or four.
Those were in a glass case.
Oh man,
just tempting everybody.
Yeah,
that's probably going to be $200.
Oh, easily.
I want that
because the one with only three, because they had one already out with Galvatron, Onslaught, and
you mentioned it earlier.
Astrotrain,
I
believe. That is the same collection, but it was just those three, and that was $100 by itself.
It had Blur in it, that 5-pack.
Yeah, that 5-pack had Blur. So that's.
But he's the Blur with the messed up helmet.
He's a comic book Blur. And then
my favorite Blur's got the tall helmet, gladiator from the back in the day.
But
Romulan,
he's separate
or Roman
from the pack, and he's not as shiny as the
man. That
Blur.
RC is so shiny.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's so neat. All right, cool, Bill.
All right, I guess.
You don't have a final thought, Bill?
No, my final thoughts are I'm excited for DC Rebirth.
Me too,
I think it's
man.
Got a lot
Me
of
too.
Potential. There's quite a few books I'm really excited for, Aquaman being one of them, along with Supergirl. So that's what I got to say.
I was just reminded of a better final thought than one I had a minute ago, because the last one I had sucked.
Oh, so you get two? Then everybody
last,
will
he
want
even
two?
Had a, he had a first one?
The first one was half-assed, But, okay, Robert Downey Jr. is launching a new charity campaign. And if you donate $10, you get entered into a raffle to go to the premiere with him.
Oh, snap.
That's cool.
You get in a trip to New York. You get to hang out on the backstage of a talk show that he's on, and you get to go get pizza with him.
Oh, nice!
All for $10.
Yep. Another nonprofit.
Well, you get entered into a raffle.
Yeah, there's a new comic book nonprofit that was announced today too. Go to creatorsforcreators.org. Jonathan Hickman's involved in that. A bunch of other creators who are amazing, who were just given a shot. Jonathan Hickman got his shot with Kenneth Rocafort on a book called The Core. It was part of Image Comics' pilot season, just a way to get creators to go. And that's where he was discovered, and that's what
they're
starting
done a
to
pilot
do here.
Season in a while,
because it didn't take off. They weren't selling books.
Oh, real quick, I forgot to say the name. That was the Random Act Foundation.
Okay, Random Act Foundation. Google that and win a trip to hang out with Robert. It's probably not a trip. It's probably if you can get here, you can hang out with me.
I don't think so.
I think Robert Downey Jr. will pay for your flight.
Robert Downey Jr.
He'll just send the Iron Man suit.
Maybe I'm just falling for the hype, but he seems like one of the cooler people on Earth. He wouldn't do you like that.
Man, maybe it is just a big promotional commercial thing that he does, but no, if I had a choice and I had to hang out with someone who was alive, he would probably be in the top 5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only bad part about getting to hang out with him
I don't
want to
party with him. I just want to hang out
The only downside...
It'll turn into a party.
The only downside...
That's right. No matter where RDJ goes, it becomes a party.
The only downside to going to New York and eating pizza with him is that clearly the rest of your life would all be downhill.
Yeah, that's like the high point of your life. Yeah. From then on, you might as well just, It's like you say, okay, thanks for the day, Robert Downey Jr., and then you just blow your brains out because that's the best day.
And on that note, I think we'll end today's episode of Geeks of the Square Table. I was your host, Bill, filling in for Lawrence of America, and have a great week.
That's cool stuff. They're doing the full size.
Oh, good night, Elaine.
They're doing the full size jet, like the car.